It just came down to, am I happy doing this people pleasing or am I not?
Yeah.
I was way more happy being true and authentic than putting myself back into a box and living the way that everyone else wanted me to live.
Hi, friend. Welcome to Gather and Growth, a show created for passionate, growth-focused rural women like you. From mindset work and building strong habits to exploring the unique joys and challenges of living rural, this is a show to leave you feeling joyful, inspired, and a little less alone. Together, we're on a journey of reaching for the most confident, healthy, and authentic version of ourselves, and I'm forever grateful to have you by my side. Whether you're currently running on a back road, shuffling kids to town, hopping along for a tractor ride, or three loads deep into folding laundry, grab yourself a nice coffee and let's dive in.
Friends, welcome back to Gather and Growth. I am just tickled for today's conversation. As you know, I went to a retreat in Utah a few weeks ago that was, without exaggeration, nothing short of life-changing, and just really opened my eyes to so much of what is possible for me and for us and for this community. If you haven't had the chance to hear about that, go back a few episodes, pause this one, we'll be here when you come back, and listen to the episode titled The Adventure Begins. I'm like 99.9% sure that's what I called it. And it'll give you a little context for just the type of person we're going to meet today. It is my intention over the next year for you to get to meet all of my friends in this mastermind and retreat experience that I was a part of. Stephanie Simmons is the first for you to get to know. And by golly, are we just hitting a home run here. She is an absolute delight. I'm not even going to share that much because I want her to introduce herself and who she is and her story and for you to just like be in her presence. She is the type of person that just makes you feel grounded and peaceful and beautiful. And oh, I'm so excited. Steph, welcome to Gather and Growth.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I don't even know where to begin. How do we begin this?
Yeah, I know. I always start with the question, like, if someone's ever met you before, just like tell us who you are, where you are, and what brought you here today, which is a very big question, but there's
that
no wrong answer.
Because I swear I've lived like 10 lives in the last 5 years. So so many things have brought me to where I am today. But basically, I'm an artist. I'm a videographer. I express through the medium of video and film. And I've been on this incredible awakening healing journey over the past few years. My husband's hearing loss woke me up. I had a faith deconstruction that woke me up. I love who I am now. Like I love myself now. I can't say that I did like before, you know, I really was just living the life like that I was told to live. And now I am conscious, I'm consciously living and creating a beautiful life and sharing that.
You just like summarized the podcast here. We always talk about like living life on purpose. And what does that mean for you? Because a lot of women in this community are like me, like you, who checked all the boxes, like do this, 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 and this, and then you'll live happily ever after.
Yes.
Amen. So many of us have come into this like, okay, I did all of the things and I feel dead inside and everything's fine and I'm grateful for my life and it's beautiful, but like something still isn't quite right. So if we can go back a little bit, I would love for you to paint a picture of like, what did that box checklist look like? What was it that you were living into? What forces put that upon you? And then how did that process of deconstructing, not only in the religion where you were raised, but kind of everything? And then how did you put it all back together? That's like a 20 part question. I feel like that could be the whole episode, but
yeah. Okay.
Paint us that picture.
So I grew up mostly in Utah. I mean, I've lived in Texas, Virginia, Thailand for a little while, but mostly in Utah, which is Mormon land. I grew up Mormon, very, very Orthodox. I'm a Hinckley, which is relative to the prophet, President Hinckley. There was so much beauty that was in Mormonism. I don't believe it's all bad. But I was given a script. I was told, you'll be a mom. Like, that's the best thing on the earth. That's what everything's all about is family, being a mom, getting married in the temple. And I did it all. And there was a lot of people pleasing that happened, checking the boxes. There were so many boxes to check in Mormonism. Like, you wear this clothing, you eat this food, or you don't eat this food. All my choices were handed to me. And then I also was afraid of everything outside of the box. And that caused me to like judge and then really judge myself too. Like it was a lot to unpack when I finally unpacked it. In 2017, I started realizing that my body every Sunday was sick. So my body started showing signals like of not being in alignment, headaches, migraines. And I was like, what is this? Why is my body sick every single Sunday? And I started to question that. And that's when I unlocked my box. And it was devastating to start questioning every belief and lose my community and then have my family like think I'm horrible. And I felt so much shame, and it was hard. It was the hardest thing. That is the hardest thing I've ever lived through. But yet I'm brave. I did it.
Yeah.
And now I'm authentic, and now I'm truly me, and now I choose to love people, and I choose to love myself. I guess I should jump back a little bit. When I deconstructed my faith, everything was so dark and awful. And I remember trying to find some glimmer of hope. And that's when I found videography.
Yeah.
It was this spark. I was like, I need to teach myself how to become a videographer. I didn't even know it was a thing. It lit my whole soul up. And so I filmed weddings and I did commercial gigs. Yeah. And then 2020 came. Do we want to go there?
Yeah. That's like a through line in like so many stories I talk with entrepreneurs. It's like, and then 2020 happened.
Then 2020.
My whole world turned upside down.
Oh, it did. So I had deconstructed, and then was fine. I didn't want spirituality at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like building my business, building my film career, and it was going great.
Mm-hmm.
2020 happens. My husband suddenly loses hearing in his right ear.
Mm.
And then they did an MRI and they found a mass in his other ear. So he was 37 years old when this all happened. Each ear has something different. So he lost the right ear just from probably a virus, they say. And then the other one is expected to go. We probably have like 5 more years left with that one ear. So each ear has a different story.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that situation traumatized me, because I'm sitting there imagining my husband being deaf, our communication gone, our children not being able to talk to their dad, like grandkids, like all of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that I took it on me too. Like, what would that feel like to be deaf?
Yeah.
I can't even, it would be horrible to me. I really think that I took on way too much of it. Mm-hmm. And it flipped a switch inside me like nothing else ever could. I was like, we are not going to have this mass grow in his ear. And I changed my whole house. And I was like, we are changing, like getting rid of plastics, like changing our water. Like, what are we eating? Everything's like, and the doctors couldn't help us. And it's just like, wait, the doctors can't help us. This is insane. Like, I was just shook.
Yeah.
So I went on this whole, like trying to like control our outcome and changed our lives. And that actually led me to awakening more and finding more of my spirituality. Even though that's not what I was searching for, it just happened.
Yeah.
My videography, like I stopped filming weddings. I would slowly start cutting people out. And I started shifting to filming healing retreats, which was so perfect. It was exactly what I needed to find peace and find healing and rebuild my spirituality and accept my situation. The other thing about, you know, my husband's hearing loss, it really woke me up to my senses and the world around me, because I was like, oh, if hearing can be taken away, I am grateful that I have hearing. I'm grateful that I have sight.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for all my senses. So it really like sucked me into my body. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in this body that's beautiful and that has all these senses, and I can hear and see and smell and taste, and there's beauty all around me. Like everything I look at is beautiful, and it turned into my art. Like I started to express the senses through my art and my healing.
The first thing that comes to mind when you talk about that is like how much of a juxtaposition that is to know and love and trust and express your body and your senses compared to, I can imagine, the way that you were raised.
Oh, absolutely.
And in so many situations like that, we are like actively taught to not trust our bodies. Like we do not know best. Like your body is shameful. You are inherently bad and a project to be fixed or hidden. So how does that play together in your like psyche?
Oh my gosh.
Trying to figure it out.
I would say that I started not caring about that stuff that was put upon me. I was drawn also at the same time this was happening. I felt my soul being pulled to hip hop dance.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, learned to follow my intuition and follow what's guiding me. And I was like, you know what, whatever they said, I'm trusting this myself. So dance actually really was pivotal for me, awakening to my senses of my body and like, even like touching my hair, you know, like, have we ever touched our hair and just, my hair's beautiful. Like, can we do that? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Are my shoulders beautiful? Yes, you can touch your shoulders. My teacher's always like, it's your body. You can touch it. And that was so helpful for me to just get to that next level of waking and being okay to experience this body, like open up my senses.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. My body is good.
Yeah. There's a lot of women I know who are in their own way, exploring what different looks like or doing something outside of the box or, you know, that is against what the people around them might know or understand. And one of their greatest fears is, what are they going to think? You know, we're the tribal people. We want to be in community. We want to be in relationship with the people who love us. And sometimes stepping outside of that can feel terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, what is my husband going to think? What are my parents going to think? What are my neighbors going to think? What are these friends I've known for my whole life going to think? What are, you know, the parents of my kids' school? Like, we go down so many rabbit holes. So what was the experience like of going through the past 5+ years of kind of re-coming home to yourself and reinventing what life looked like alongside the people you're in a relationship with?
Yeah, there was probably a year or two that I hid myself, like, don't show that I drink a coffee. And also with my family, like my parents, that type of family. But then I think with through my artistry, I was able to like show a shoulder, show more skin. And because it was like art, I felt safe to do it, which is wild. But it helped me take those baby steps to start showing up more authentically. Today online, if you look at me, I have zero fear about showing my shoulders, right? But that is who I am. That person, I am not afraid to show that person. It does take some time and baby steps and then exploring, like, can I drink this in public? Can I show my shoulder in public and being brave and doing it? And then absorbing people's judgments and then being like, actually, that's yours. I'm going to hand that right back to you.
It's so true. Because so much of the judgment we allow ourselves to internalize as shame or fear is really a projection of someone else's experience.
Yeah, it is.
And it is not our responsibility to manage their experience of the way that we show up in the world. But I think especially as women, and I'm sure men too, we sure want to.
So true.
Especially when we've been raised to, you know, make mom and dad happy or follow these set of rules. Or like you said, like recovering as a people pleaser. Gosh, that is so relatable to so many women I know.
I think that for me, it just came down to, am I happy doing this people pleasing or am I not?
Yeah.
I was way more happy being true and authentic. Than putting myself back into a box and living the way that everyone else wanted me to live. Authenticity healed me.
So what does authenticity look like for you in this season?
Authenticity is wearing the clothing that I love, speaking my truth, even though it looks different to other people, showing up as me fully, even being here. This is me being authentic.
And who are you fully?
I am Stephanie Irene Simmons. And I'm a mom and I am an artist and I am whole. I'm whole.
It's really beautiful.
Even with my mistakes, my flaws and my shadows, all the emotions that I feel on all levels, I'm whole with it.
I love that you bring that up because I think sometimes when we go down this path of personal growth or of healing, it's almost like a different kind of control. We're trying to create a new level of perfection within ourselves. And I have seen that within myself and with women I'm in community with, like become more of a shame spiral of I'm not personal growthing enough. I like, I thought I healed this already. Why am I not past this? Like, why is this still coming up? Like, why can't I get it together? Like, and I love that you bring up the range of the human experience. Is, you know, we're continuously showing up to live authentically and find our truth and bring in new information. But at the same time, we have all of these depths to ourselves that are still beautiful and valid. And one of my friends this morning was talking about the idea of self-confidence versus self-worth. And confidence fluctuates based on our experiences and our successes and, you know, what you might perceive as failures, but our worth is constant.
Yeah.
And so when we pour into the way we know, love, and trust ourselves and our worth, then we are able to experience the highs and lows of confidence differently.
I love that.
Me too.
That's so beautiful.
So you brought up your husband. How has he played a part in this journey over the past couple of years, both in, you know, this real thing he's experiencing with his healing, but also this path of changes in faith and spirituality and you coming into you? Did you know him and were married to him before this? Were you on this journey together?
So I deconstructed my faith first and he held space for me. It did not divide us. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. He would listen. I remember he would hold me in his lap and wrap me up when I would cry about certain things. He's wonderful. He eventually, during 2020, when he lost the hearing, that's when he started to come on my journey, I guess. Really, like his hearing loss was what woke me up. So he plays a big role in my healing and my progression and my path. And it's beautiful.
I love to hear that because I think there's a piece of us as we change and evolve, we have fear around what is this going to do to our marriage?
Yeah.
And from both sides, like I've seen it, the one partner being like, I'm afraid you're going to outgrow me. Or one partner feeling, oh, I'm down this journey and I have so much frustration that my spouse just doesn't get it or isn't along this journey with me. So what did that process look like of kind of going through this together and being in different parts of the journey, but still being in togetherness in it?
I know he's like half deaf, but he's a good listener. He would just kind of silently process whatever I was saying. It was beautiful. And I totally let him be on his own thing. I really let him discover. I would say ours was actually beautiful and not that difficult.
Yeah.
So because he just is the sweetest and he's a very good person and very genuine. And I think he trusts me too. So it really wasn't hard. I'm thankful for that because I know that that is such a thing for other couples.
Also, we impose a lot of expectations on how we assume the people around us are going to react. But when we continually pursue our path, we invite them along the journey. Like you said, there's kind of different ways to go about this. You weren't, and this is what I think, and now you should think this, and you're wrong because you don't understand this. Like there are those moments of frustration, but you know, I've said on this show before, like hearts aren't changed by being the loudest and by screaming to the top of the world your opinion. Like so often it is just inviting the people that you're around onto your journey and offering perspective and sharing pieces of what you're going through and allowing that to be what potentially could guide them along the path with you or demonstrate respect and understanding for what you're going through.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm a gentle person. Generally, I just am embodying who I am now. And it's like, do you love me still? Yeah. Are we going to do this together? Yeah. He lets me fly. And he supports me in all my dreams. He's wonderful.
I love that. I know one thing that we talked about, especially with you at the retreat, is just how you embody this beautiful feminine energy. Have you always been like that?
You know, it's funny because when I was younger, I was called a tomboy because I would run around barefoot. I had my hair in a ponytail all the time. I didn't want to wear my church dress. Like I was wild. I was called a tomboy. And I think I was, I don't know, like I was just playful and a child. And
you were free.
I was free. And I really feel like I found that part of me again now. I do present very feminine. That also has a lot to do with like my astrology. I am a Taurus sun and a Libra rising, which is all like art and beauty and femininity. So it's kind of written in my stars. But also I feel that since really waking up to my senses and waking up to my soul, I've been able to express that more. And it's just my authentic self coming out.
Yeah.
I have a very gentle spirit, I feel, a soft kind of feminine feeling, and I try to be present. I'm not always. I have four kids. It gets busy. It totally gets crazy, but I do prioritize slowing down and getting in my body, feeling my heartbeat, taking deep breaths, and noticing the world around me.
I was just about to ask, how do we channel more of this into our daily lives? Like, how do we, you know, in this world of very masculine hustle culture, especially as entrepreneurs or busy moms or, you know, just people who are doing all of the things. How do we slow down and take that step back and allow more of that feminine energy to come out? And then you just went ahead and said it.
Yeah. And I do understand that this is hard, but I would keep the phrase receive, because the feminine is very receptive. So any moment you can receive, you are embodying the feminine. Can you go outside for 5 minutes and feel the sun and receive it? When you look at something like a tree, are you receiving it? When you're looking at your kids, are you receiving that eye contact? It's very receptive. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just knowing that, you can weave it through your day. Even when you're eating, I receive this, I receive this.
Mm-hmm. And how does that play a part in your artistry?
I feel like I show receiving and a slower pace. My artistry, my art, whatever I post, I'm either gone through something and I'm like using my art to alchemize it and transmute whatever I've gone through, and then I'll post it. So it could be anything, really. I mean, my art turns into anything that I want it to turn into, or whatever I'm going through, it kind of turns into a little piece that represents a part of me. But yeah, definitely I do present very feminine.
But it's beautiful. And it's so you. Like when you were talking about the way that you were as a child, even though you said you were called a tomboy, I'm like, oh, but that's you. You are like wild and free and barefoot and hair unbound.
Absolutely. I am that now. Like if you look at my page, you're like, oh, she's free. She's free.
But isn't that so funny? Like we do all of this work to find ourselves and like heal, and then so often come back to who we were as little girls.
Yes.
When I meet someone who I know who has done the work and to heal and is living authentically, when they describe who they were when they were 5 years old, I'm like, oh, that tracks.
Yep.
Somewhere along the line, we ascribe to these boxes, to go back to the beginning of our conversation, of how we should be or who we should be or how we should present. Like I have always been a person who loves all things bright and colorful and rainbows and sparkles.
That's you.
Well, now it is. But for, I would say, like, if you met me end of college until 3 or 5 years ago, my entire wardrobe was like black and white and gray and navy and like olive green. And so I think a question I like to continually ask is like, who were you before the world taught you to be boring? I was so much of who I am trying to be right now. Not even trying to be, just who I'm living into, you know? So that's not necessarily something you have to answer, because I think you already did, but for anyone listening.
Childhood. Yeah, like the childhood stuff. Like I honestly lived in an imaginary world constantly. Mm-hmm. Very free, very nature, earth, animals. I actually went to girls' camp once and was barefoot most of the time. Then they gave me a girls' camp award that said, "Little orphan Annie, where are your shoes?" And that was like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be barefoot, like, they know that I'm different than them, you know. That was like the most heartbreaking girls camp award I ever got. But that was kind of like putting me back in, like, wear your shoes, like, be one of us.
Yeah,
I don't think they meant it in a mean way at all. But I took it like, oh, I gotta wear my shoes more, like, oh, I gotta like be in this group more. But yeah, I was very, very free. And I feel like I'm free now, too.
I love that. So for someone who's listening to this conversation and is just like in awe, she is free. I want to feel that grounded and aligned and authentic and free. Where do we begin?
Oh, it's actually hard work. It's actually extremely painful and deep, because you have to go to your triggers. You have to face your shadows. Like if you find a belief that maybe is not an actual belief that you truly believe in, you have to dismantle it and then insert your new belief. It is hard work. It's not all rainbows and fairies and happiness. No, it's to the depths of your soul to find this amount of freedom, to get away from the people pleasing, to break free from what other people want you to do, and to be in alignment with who you are, but also with God, who you are designed to be, because you were designed to be this person. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to express differently, not all be the same cookie cutter person.
Boy, we sure try to be, and it feels safer.
It does. And I do sometimes think back when I was a young mom, like it was easier. It was easier when someone else was telling me how to live, the choices I should make, it was all written for me. And now I actually am consciously choosing, what do I think about this? What do I think about this? And having to actually put in the mental effort to choose what I think is right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more work. It is not easy. It's not all fun at all. In fact, it's hell to get to the freedom and liberation of the soul.
Mm.
I'm sorry if that doesn't sound encouraging, but it is worth it, because there's pain underneath the other version of me that I came from. There's pain underneath it. That box that I was in, I was shoving down pain, shoving down my soul, which takes a lot of energy, and it does hurt to keep yourself contained.
It hurts, but it's easy.
And I know. Yeah. I mean, it's easy because people accept you and your community accepts you. Mm-hmm. So it's easier in that way. But I got to a point where my soul was speaking so loudly to me that I was out of alignment and that I needed to evaluate this, which was hard.
But it's kind of like one of those choose your hard things. Being true to yourself and fully living into who everyone else wants you to be is convenient, but hard in its own way.
It is. Yeah.
And doing the work and unraveling and living is so hard when you're going through that process, and sometimes still presents challenges, but it is so beautiful. It's so worth it.
I know you've done the same.
Yeah. I was like getting tears behind my eyeballs when you were just talking, because it is when you start going through the process of finding the depths of yourself and embracing and loving those pieces of you and understanding why you and your family unit and the community that you're in does the things that you do, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, it's this slowly rebuilding and putting it back together and giving yourself permission to think.
Yeah.
It's easier to say this group of people believes this thing or says this thing or broadcasts this thing, and I am part of those people, so therefore I do too. It is much harder to exist in this world, especially in American society, and be a person who thinks.
Yep.
And I know that sounds crazy. Like, oh, we all think all day, every day. But do you? Like, do you really take in the things that are happening around you and for yourself in your own brain decide how you want to feel and experience and show up? I know for a long time, I don't think I was doing it at the depths that I'm capable of.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people are on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are deep in hustle culture here. And I really feel like that is part of keeping us in autopilot. Like, so we can't go deep because we're so busy. It's hard to balance it. It's hard to navigate it. You also don't, like, when you're at the beginning of your healing journey, you don't know what it looks like, what you're going towards.
Mm-hmm.
You're just following your soul and you're like, I don't know where this is taking me. So it's terrifying.
Are any of your kids Frozen fans? Because all I hear is into the unknown. But it is.
I know.
It's terrifying. Yeah. Oh, you for sure. Full embodiment of Elsa right there. It feels like everything you know is going to crumble. And like,
yeah, it's terrifying.
Am I going to be safe on the other side of this if everything I know does not exist in the way that I thought that it did? And okay, but even if it does, like, what is true to you? You are safe within yourself, and don't discredit the amount of people who will come along that journey with you or be inspired to start their own alongside of you or who you will magnetize along the way.
Yes. It's incredible to see the beautiful people that come into your life when you live authentically.
Mm-hmm.
I have beautiful people in my life that I wouldn't have had. And then that's not to say that prior I didn't have beautiful people. I think all the people are beautiful. But this expansion has allowed me to look outside and to love all the people and be accepting of all the different cultures and the different ways that people live. And it's not just black and white. It's beautiful colors. And it's brought in so many more people. So I feel more abundant.
Yes. And the more in tune and aligned I feel like we are with ourselves, the more we're willing to see the differences in others and not perceive them as threatening or scary or bad or other. It's just like, wow, that's so interesting.
Yes.
People are so interesting.
Yes. If they are living in alignment with what they think they should be doing, like, that is so interesting. Mm-hmm. And we can learn so much from our differences. So beautiful.
Gosh, I just love this. I'm smiling so big. I feel like we could talk for hours. I really appreciate you being here. Your very first podcast episode.
Woo, I know. I did it.
You did it. And just sharing a piece of your heart and story. I just think that is one of the most beautiful things that we can do is to sit in community with people who have different life experiences and new ideas and have been down similar and diverse paths and take from the conversation what resonates and maybe get curious about how we could cultivate that in our own lives. So thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun. Wasn't as scary as I thought it would be.
I said, it's just a conversation, a beautiful one.
Very beautiful. Mm. Thank you.
Absolutely. Something I ask every guest is, what does personal growth look like to you in this season?
I'm always learning. I feel like learning is part of my makeup. I love learning. I love diving into new subjects. But I also really feel like I grow the most when I go inward. And go into the depths of my soul, really, which that happens. It's who knows when it happens. Like things will come up in life and I'm like, oh, there's a thing. Time to go figure this thing out, you know, time to go in. Why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
And deconstruct these things that come up often. But I grow the most that way when I look at myself, look at my triggers, look at situations that present themselves to me.
What I hear is curiosity.
Curiosity, yep, and honesty within myself.
Love it. Okay, well, I know you have some exciting things in the works. And if anything, everyone should just go follow you because your page is actually beautiful and so inspiring and such a place to go to if you need to reconnect. Because like you said, you tell stories, you share and translate experiences. So where can we find you online? And if you're willing to tease out some of what you're working on, because I know a little bit, your project will be a beautiful resource for us to tap into. So feel free to share as much as you're ready and willing.
Okay, so you can find me at Steffi Sims, Steffi Sims, on Instagram. I'm usually on Instagram. Client video work is on YouTube, same handle. So I am creating right now like a little mini course on iPhone videography. And then I'm going to be doing another mini course on like filmmaking 101. So people can start creating their own work, but it's also like through my lens, like how I would do this.
Yeah.
So teaching people how to tap into their senses or use certain camera angles that help bring a certain emotion. That's my next project. But then I also like for the future, I really feel like I am planning on making films that are very much like embodying more earth, a little bit of farm life projects like gardening and really just like showing up however I really feel like I should. But I just want to keep going with this, with my creations and seeing the world in a beautiful way and showing the beauty that is here on earth. I feel like that's part of my purpose is to show the beauty of this earth.
Yeah. And to give ourselves permission to slow down and enjoy it.
Yes.
Here I sit on 40 acres of land. And I can tell you that there are days that I don't go outside for more than 30 seconds, which is, you know, so that reminder to like go outside and sit and embrace and see. I feel like that is already something you have taught me.
Yes. Tapping into your senses.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. This was fun.
I love you.
Love you too.
Have I told you today how much I appreciate you? I'd like to imagine this was a meaningful backyard patio kind of chat between friends sipping LaCroix at sunset. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a screenshot to share or forward this episode to a friend. You can also find me at Emily Rushell over on social to continue the conversation. It's truly a joy to hear what tidbits and takeaways made an impact on your day. As always, all links and resources mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes listed below or over at emilyrushell.com. Special thanks to my podcast manager, Jill Carr, for the time and love she puts into producing Gather and Growth for this community. What a blessing it is to be on this personal growth journey together. Forever grateful for you.